Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association joining us again in just a moment.
We were number 4,017.
I believe we were number 8,001.
406, right?
Oh, no, honey, seven. We were 407.
These families are among the thousands who called the OERB and registered the abandoned well site on their property. Now they're enjoying beautifully restored land, cleaned up free of charge, thanks to Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners.
We were number 7,009.
Number 6,010.
What will your number be? The OERB is continuing their mission to restore every abandoned well site in Oklahoma. They're taking calls, and the cleanup won't cost you a dime. To register your abandoned well site, call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Restoring the land for future generations. Just one more reason we can all be Oklahoma proud.
Colin Woodall lobbies for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says his group is very pleased with the efforts by members of Congress, especially the senators, that signed off on a resolution asking for action by the U.S. government against the Japanese government to get more access for U.S. beef into the nation of Japan.
It was a great activity. It was really spurred by the Toyota hearings on the Senate side, where Senator Johanns, basically his comments were to both the Japanese government and Toyota. By his calculation, Toyotas had killed 34 Americans, but U.S. beef hadn't killed a single Japanese consumer. And that really got a lot of people's attention. And that kind of morphed into his resolution. We had an introduction with 26 co-sponsors, over a quarter of the Senate. That's a huge success when you're introducing things, especially a resolution. But the focus is to tell this administration, Ambassador Kirk, Secretary Vilsack, that we have to continue to put the pressure on all of our export markets, but especially Japan, because being treated as a political football as we have for so many years, enough's enough, and we need to get trade reestablished and based on sound science.
Gonna matter, though?
that's the debate that we've had internally. It sends a signal, but it doesn't have any weight of law. Our government can throw it away. The Japanese government can throw away. But what it does do is it elevates the issue again. And that's one thing that we have not had the opportunity to do on Japan. So for that, it's worth its weight in gold, just to be able to remind people that this is an issue and we need to take care of it.
Animal ID. Johanns also involved in some comments about that in the last few days. He's questioning why we're dumping it all back on the states.
You know, when NCBA for a long time has been anti-mandatory animal ID program, supporting voluntary, and a lot of the concerns that we had on a national program, we feel were addressed in putting things back on the states. Now, I know there's a funding issue that we have to address, but as far as the states being the first responders, they need the opportunity to tailor a program that works for them. And also in regards to the confidentiality of information, we think that things are much safer in the state's hands than they would have been in a single database at USDA. And also there's the flexibility to choose whatever tagging system is going to work best for those individual states. Question has popped up, well, if you have 50 different systems, will this work? Well, with today's day and age of technology, yeah, you can have 50 different systems as long as they talk to each other, and the technology's out there to allow them to talk to each other. So we like where this conversation is going so far. I haven't had a full debrief on what happened in Kansas City yet, but I do know that there is still a huge issue about the funding, just given the budget situation, not only the federal government, but of all these states right now.
Talking animal ID and more with Colin Woodall of the NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mark your calendars for April 1st and the BLC Angus Bull Sale in Tecumseh, Oklahoma. Selling 50 performance-tested bulls and 20 commercial heifers, BLC Angus Ranch is located 2 miles east of Tecumseh on Highway 9 at the ranch sign just turned south 3.8 miles. For more information, you can contact the ranch at 405-598-3757 or Matt Sims at 405-840-5461. The BLC Angus Ranch Annual Bull Sale, April 1st in Tecumseh, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.